For the first time in about a year, the Columbus Blue Jackets will play in front of at least some fans this week. It will only be 25% of Nationwide Arena's capacity, but those 5,000 fans or so mark what team officials hope is the start of a return to normal. Joining us this morning is the Blue Jackets head of communications, Todd Shirok. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Sporting events are usually raucous affairs, right? They're loud, intense environments. That, of course, has not been the case during the pandemic. What do you think this will mean for players and fans themselves to be able to be back in the arena?
I think it's going to be immeasurable. I know our guys have been talking about it for about a week now since we were first approved to welcome a limited number of fans back. They've all spoken about just how odd it is. You know, we were in the bubble in Toronto for the playoffs in the summer, and you know, you kind of got used to that, you know, after the first game. But I really noticed a difference when we opened the season here at home at Nationwide Arena, where it really struck you that, you know, what you were missing.
Will you be at 25% capacity right away?
No, that will not affect Tuesday's game. Obviously, we were very excited to hear the governor's remarks late last week. But we're still in the process of getting more information as to how that will affect us in terms of the specific number permitted, when it exactly takes effect and all of that. So for the March 2nd game against Detroit, we'll still be at 10%. And then we'll have an update later this week, Steve, on moving forward to that 25%. We've got a couple of road games, and then we're back home on the 9th. So I would think by then, would probably be more realistic.
When you initially set this 10% figure to return, there were only enough tickets for season ticket holders, not for regular people to get a ticket or two whenever they want to go. Will that still be the case with this new 25% figure?
We're still working through all of that. Like I said, we'll have more information available this week since we've got a little bit of time before that March 9th game.
25% of Nationwide Arena's capacity is still about 5,000 people. That's a lot during a pandemic. What are some of the safety precautions you have in place?
There are a number. One of the first things that fans will need to do that have tickets is go to BlueJacketsCheckIn.com and complete an online check-in prior to coming into the building. It's very quick and easy to do. It's a symptom checker, basically. And once you get approval for that, then that's the first step. Face masks will obviously be required for all guests. Must be worn at all times unless they're actively eating or drinking. The seats are sold in pods, so like a pod of two or a pod of four. And each pod is located 6 or more feet from the next pod, so the seating is socially distancing.
For professional sports clubs like the Blue Jackets, it's been a really tough year financially. Just how much of a hit has the team taken?
Well, it's been significant. Ticket sales are a large part of NHL club revenue, but it's something, quite honestly, for the past, you know, 11 or so months, we've worked very hard preparing for what might come. And, you know, we're fortunate that we have a real strong ownership group. Our fan, season ticket holder, corporate support remains strong, and we're well positioned to move forward through this.
Todd Shirok is the head of communications for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Their game tomorrow is the first in about a year where fans will be allowed to attend in person. They will be limited to about 10% capacity for that first game, and then in the coming games, hope to ramp up to about 25%. Todd Shirok, thanks again.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.